When she tried to draw away from him, he would not let her go, and anger got the better of him. Second put you up to this, did he? Emily swallowed.
No, no, no one has said a word to me.
The Earl fought hard to master his anger and forced himself to smile sadly.
My dear, do you think me without a brain? You are too sweet a child. You have been gently bred to do as you are told, what we think is best for you. These harsh words, these doubts, they are not in your nature. How may I set your mind at rest? Have I offended you in any way? My one desire is to make you my wife. I had thought it your only wish, too.
Emily felt hot tears behind her eyes.
Edward. Edward, is Lady Gervaise, is that creature your mistress?
Delvin looked away from her and took out his snuffbox.
My dear, you cheapen yourself by asking such a base question. I shall not answer it.
But I must know, she demanded, wringing her hands. She is your mistress, isn't she? I know because I overheard her and Lord Gervaise in the ballroom.
He put up his hand.
That is quite enough. I will not discuss that woman with you now or ever.
No, but you bet her nonetheless.
Listen to me, he snapped, grabbing her hard by the shoulders and sticking his face in hers. My one desire in life is to marry you. It is you I want as my countess. You are all the things a man can hope for in a wife. Beauty, obedience, youth. I will make you a good husband, but the rest of my life is none of your business, nor will you make it your business. I want you to give me sons. I want...
Tears streamed down her face.
Please, my lord, you are hurting me.
The Earl stared at her blankly, then released her suddenly, realizing he was fast losing control over her.
The weekend has exhausted you. You are not yourself. Upon a week's reflection, you will see that I am in the right. I will speak to her grace and...
Emily shook her head. She pulled her shoulders back and adjusted her straw bonnet.
It is not you, my lord. It's just that I cannot marry a man who keeps such a woman as a mistress, who fornicates with her at his own engagement party. Is that not what occurred last night? Did you not go off with her into the gardens? Do you know how that makes me feel, to be consumed in such misery?
Misery?
The word was wrenched from him, and with that one word his cool and charming facade was shattered forever in her eyes.
What do you know of misery? He spat out. You dare to cast me aside, all because I am a man? You, the product of a debased liaison between a whore and a cowherd? You should have been well satisfied had I made you my mistress. As it stands, I am considered a laughingstock by my fellows for wanting to ally myself with the likes of you. I shall not turn around now and allow you to make me a buffoon, the butt of every joke in town.
Used to receiving only his courtesy, she was so startled by the sudden change in him that for a few moments she lost the ability to speak.